for the most part, when you move into a new home, other people have lived there, right? Unless it's new construction.
Yeah.
And sometimes you find the strangest things in your house, like years after you buy it. A guy in Michigan, he was redoing his back deck and he was demolishing it, and he uncovered 158 bowling balls beneath his back step.
I mean, that seems so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most random thing that I've heard. I mean, you'll find all sorts of different things buried. People bury their trash or different, you know, construction objects before, but 150 bowling balls, that's weird.
Turns out the Brunswick Bowling Products, that's where every single one of those bowling balls were. They're in the town where he is.
Oh, okay.
And probably in the 1950s, people were using them and stealing them from work, and then they worked at the plant that manufactured them, kind of like as concrete, because it was cheaper than, like, products to fill.
Oh, than regular construction products.
Yeah.
How do they feel about making bowling balls out of plywood? Because I know wood is at a premium this year.
Yeah. So that's why he found all these bowling balls. So now he's donating them to people. He donated 8 balls to a nearby church to use in a bowling ball cannon at a pig roast. He's giving some to a stepfather.
What kind of church is using a bowling ball cannon, by the way? We'll bring brimstone, hellfire, and bowling balls from Brunswick. We'll bring that also. Wow.
But have you ever found something random in your house? Because I found a lot of random stuff because my house is an old house.
Yeah. So, you know, I found some things in my grandmother's house after she passed, like old bottles and stuff like that, like Prohibition era, like seemed like something that was kind of hidden away. And I don't know if it was the teenagers were hiding it. You know, my father and his brother. They were a little bit rowdy when they were younger, so I don't know if it's something they were sipping on in the basement. I mean, look ancient to me.
Yeah.
And then when we bought this house ourselves, we found a metal patio set out on the back deck because they couldn't get all their stuff out of the way in time. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was basically they were like, how about you give us 2 more days to get out? And we were like, no, mm-hmm. you didn't give us a dime back on that chimney. So they left the patio set, sold it for $800.
Nice.
I mean, it's not like it was hidden. It's not like it was a mystery.
Right.
But it was the first thing I was like, well, wait a minute. That's not supposed to be here. We're selling it.
My house was built in 1938, it's an old house.
Yeah.
When we went in there, we found a hidden area in the basement that was like an alcove kind of thing, and it had like a plywood thing up against it. We found all old Budweiser bottles.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting to find, but then I wondered, like, was it kids that were down there?
Same thing,
or
right.
Just a husband hiding it from his wife. Like, who was down here drinking these old Budweiser
right.
bottles?
Enough to fill a room.
Yeah.
Right.
When we took the walls down in our kitchen, we found an antique screwdriver.
Okay.
Which had like a wooden handle. It was really old.
Anytime
cool.
you do a construction job, you'll lose a tool. Any single time. There it was. Found all those years later. That is interesting.
An old school pencil sharpener, like the ones that attach to the wall.
Yeah, you would find those in a lot of houses back in the day, right? There was always one. Maybe in the garage, everywhere.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. When you moved into your new house, what did you eventually find? When you moved into your house and you started doing some renovations, what did you find? 1-800-330-9999. This guy found 158 Brunswick bowling balls when he was redoing his deck and he took up his old deck.
Seems random, except the company's in his town.
Right. And they found out that back in the 50s, a lot of the people that worked there used to take the scrap bowling balls and use them as a cheaper alternative to gravel. Or sand.
Hmm.
Yep. Now he's got 158 bowling balls. But what did you find? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, this is a creepy one. But we just found an old bin of dolls. You know, those old porcelain ones. We found it in the attic. Oh. And the eyes, they open and shut. They're just so creepy.
Oh, there's a difference between finding a bin of Barbies and finding the porcelain ones.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I would immediately like push them out the window and lit the box on fire. And then questioned whether or not I just killed all of my family when I did it.
Oh, God.
So, it's spooky, man.
Last Halloween, I did a theme of creepy dolls in my yard. I'm really into Halloween. I'm one of those weirdos. And I bought a ton of them at antique shops and Goodwill. And then we had a psychic say to me, don't keep those in your house. And right now, they live in my garage. And I've been thinking about it. When we move in a couple years, I'm definitely going to hide them all over the house for the next owners. Is that messed
up?
No. All
right. Don't do that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find in your house?
Well, it's not something I found. It's something that we did back in the early 60s to a new neighbor.
What'd you do?
We used to take cars apart, and we buried an engine from a 1954 Buick in their yard.
Oh. Sir, I mean, I'm not positive, but I think that's probably not good for the groundwater.
Wait, but why? Just to be funny?
We had to get rid of the engine.
Right.
Oh. No,
right. I mean, they're really heavy. Why bother taking it to the junkyard?
To do it.
Yeah, they charge $30 to drop that off at the dump. Right. So much easier just to bury it in the yard.
Right, here you go, neighbor. Hey, Ann, Raven, what'd you find in your house?
All right, so I was looking in a closet in my back room, and behind the paneling, when you kind of reach forward, I was looking at the wall, and there was a poem written by a child from back in the day, which is really creepy.
What?
That sounds like that was a prison.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Like there was it. Like what was the poem?
It was just weird. Very, it rhymed. It wasn't like a haiku or anything like that, but it was a little creepy.
Man, how come nobody found anything normal in their house? Everybody, it's just the creepiest things that
like
you
find.
Like
an old dishwasher? Like, right. I mean, what qualifies as normal, right?
I don't know, a bag of money?
That seems like a fantasy, but right, that would have been awesome.
Like, what do you do with a creepy old poem that's written inside your walls?
Get rid of the sheetrock.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you discover at your house?
Super random. I found a set of sterling silverware. We were doing renovations on the house, and we tore up the floorboards, and there was this, like, wrapped up velvet box. We got it appraised, sold it, and we got $2,000 for it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sweet.
That sterling silverware, it goes for, because it's so high, the cost of silver right now.
Right. Well, the rate of silver that they used to make the silverware with compared to what they do nowadays, it's not even close to comparable.
You know, that's somebody's great-grandma that was hiding that.
Right.
And then that nobody, like, she's never told anybody.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You cleared out their depression savings account that was in the floorboards, but they're probably all long gone or the silverware is forgotten anyway. So good for you. As long as you weren't cursed after, you're good.
No, I think the ghosts are happy with it. And we're pretty good.
Yeah. The conjuring poltergeist went with it to the pawn shop.
Yeah.